Islamic beliefs, in our Islamic beliefs, we find our way. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Our Islamic Beliefs Inshallah let us begin by hearing an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif Salat ala Nabi The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said There'll be three people who will attain the shade of the Arsh of Allah on the Day of Judgment. Number one, the one who removes a difficulty of one of my ummatis. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who removes the difficulty of my ummati, he'll be amongst them. Number two, the one who revives my sunnah. And number three, the one who recites salat upon me abundantly. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. Muslim. Dear viewers, as you know, in this program of ours, we are covering important aqidah, meaning beliefs that are so important in the life of a Muslim that if you were to reject them, many of those aqaid which fall under zururiyat deen, you would not be even classed a Muslim. That we must invest time in learning our deen. Today people, they do self-research. They have a habit of checking online. They don't go to the right sources. They don't ask the ulama, the muftiyan al-kiram, etc. And then what happens, ma'adallah, sometimes that person reaches a wrong conclusion. The aqidah that he was supposed to adopt as a Muslim, he denies it. Whether that's in university or through self-study, the company he keeps. Ma'adallah, this is why in this day and age of fitna and tribulation, people are losing their iman. People are becoming atheists, etc. Because they're not taking their deen from the right sources. And the narration states that إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينٌ فَانْظُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ Indeed, this knowledge is religion, meaning knowledge of Islam is your religion, is your Islam. فَانْظُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ So be very careful who you take your deen from. Look to who you are taking your deen from. So that person, that scholar, that book written by an authentic scholar, which you read and which leads to a strength in your iman, which leads to your love for Islam, which results in you preparing for the akhirah, beneficial in increasing your ma'rifah of the dhat of Allah. Those things are very good. Those things are indispensable. Those things we must cling on to and look for every opportunity to attain such things. And as for those things which lead you to distance yourself from Islam, those people who speak in a way that negatively influences you regarding Islam, they must be avoided at all costs. So Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah and scholars of Ahlus Sunnah are gems. We must find them, we must sit at their feet, we must learn from them to safeguard our iman, to save ourselves from misguidance, to save ourselves from deviance, to save ourselves from heresy and the likes. This is why we must be very careful who we take our deen from. In today's episode, we'll be covering another important topic of Aqidah. And this is in relation to the blessed night journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, known as Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that Allah jalla wa ala took the beloved alayhi salam from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. And we will hear the relevant verses. And then from there to the heavens and beyond. And what was the ma'al? What was the end point? Subhanallah, our beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw Allah jalla wa ala with his own eyes, with the eyes of his blessed head. Inshallah, we will cover this and what a Muslim's aqidah should be in regards to this particular journey, this blessed journey. So let us hear where in the Quran Allah ta'ala describes this particular journey. In Surah Bani Israel, Verse 1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Subhana الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. Purity be to the one who took his chosen slave in a small portion of the night from Masjid al-Haram till Masjid al-Aqsa around which we have placed blessings, so that we may show him some of our signs. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Indeed, he is all hearing, all seeing. The Quran mentions the journey from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa in a short part of the night. Now, this particular part of the journey, Al-Isra, whoever were to deny this or say it did not take place, ma'azallah, if he were to reject it, then he leaves the fold of Islam. Why? Because this is proven by qat'i, definitive verses of Al-Qur'an Al-Karim. Allah Ta'ala is himself describing this journey, this part of the journey. So whoever says, ma'azallah, that this journey didn't even take place, there was no such journey from Masjid Al-Haram to Masjid Al-Aqsa, he's not a believer. So this is the importance of this particular part of the Aqidah. And when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam reached Masjid Al-Aqsa in Palestine, there Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam led the Anbiya alayhim salam in prayer. He was their imam. He was blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that his shan, the shan of the Prophet alayhi salam, the excellence of the Prophet alayhi salam, the status of the Prophet alayhi salam was made apparent to one and all, subhanallah. And the description of that particular event of leading the Anbiya alayhi salam in prayer, this has been documented in numerous ahadith. Those hadiths reach the daraja of tawatur, mass transmission. The one who denies what took place, what transpired in Masjid al-Aqsa, and then beyond that, when the Prophet alayhi salam went to the heavens and he saw Anbiya alayhi salam again in various levels of heaven. Such a person is gumrah, he's misguided. He's a deviant, he's heretic. So the first situation, denying the entire journey from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, this renders a person out of the fold of Islam, and denying what took place thereafter, this leads to misguidance. Now the opinion and the belief of Jumhur, meaning the majority of the Muslims, the scholars, in which there are high-ranking Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in as well, that Jumhur opinion, that majority opinion, is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam went on this blessed journey, this night journey, with his physical body. So it wasn't just a journey of the soul. It wasn't the case that the Prophet alayhi salam dreamt all of this. The soul and the body, jism ma'ruh, jism, body alongside the soul, went on this night journey. At that time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's age was around 51. It was in the 52nd year of his blessed life. So at the age of 40, we know he alayhi salatu wasalam declared his prophethood. So this was 11, 12 years after that. During that time, the Prophet alayhi salam performed tabligh of the deen. He preached, he propagated. We know some people accepted, a lot of them rejected. This led to sorrow in the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even close relatives rejected him. They went against him, they opposed him. Ma'azallah, they persecuted the Muslims, those few Muslims as well. And after going through all of these difficulties, Allah Ta'ala blessed his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, showing that, oh beloved alayhi salam, there's nothing to fear. I am with you. I'm going to honor you. I'm going to bless you with this night journey. And Allah Ta'ala took his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this night journey. So after going through all that difficulty, the difficulties faced in Ta'if, where the Prophet alayhi salam's blessed feet were bleeding due to being stoned, the stones were thrown at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala blessed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was a mu'jiza, a great miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he went on this night journey. When did it take place? In the 12th year of prophethood, as was mentioned. In terms of the month, there is ikhtilaf, there is a difference of opinion, but the most authentic and correct opinion is that it was in the month of Rajab al-Murajab on the 27th night. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back from this blessed journey, he obviously told people. At that time, he was in the house of Umhani radiyallahu ta'ala anha. The Prophet alayhi salam told her, and he told people outside as well. When this news reached the Kuffar of Quraysh, those people who were persecuting the Muslims, they made a big thing out of it. And in fact, they wanted to use this against the Muslims. That ma'azallah, they denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course. They denied the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the verse begins with Subhanalladhi. Purity be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's transcendent above everything that they ascribe to him. He's munazzah anin naqais. He has no shortcoming. He has no uyub or weaknesses. Allah ta'ala is qadir. But the kuffar, because they didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they wanted to give a negative mindset to the believers, the few believers, that look, your prophet is saying this. Do you actually believe him? That in such a short space of time, short duration, he traveled from Makkah al-Mukarramah all the way till Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine. Do you believe this? Allahu Akbar. May we be sacrificed upon the devotion of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. He was unwavering in his faith, in his iman. When news reached him that the kuffar are saying this, and they said to him, do you believe it? And straight away, subhanallah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and said, I have believed more than that. Meaning, you think this is ajeeb, or you think this is strange and difficult to believe, but I have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who I have not even seen. I've believed in greater things, meaning I've believed in Jannah. I've believed in other things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us about. So believing in this is nothing to me. Meaning, it's easy for me to believe in this. And he, subhanallah, showed that he is indeed Siddiq. Sayyidina Abu Bakr is Siddiq. He is the one who testifies. He testified. He said, yes, I believe in this. Even though Abu Jahl is telling him this. Even though the people of the time are trying to make him think otherwise. But his iman was strong. Meaning Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an didn't even reach the court of the Prophet ﷺ to ask about this. He said, if my Prophet ﷺ said this, that it must have happened. I don't deny it one little bit. Allahu Akbar. Look at the strength of faith possessed by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. So subhanallah, when we think of the fact that Allah ta'ala is the one taking the beloved alayhi salam, then how can we have doubt in this? A Muslim does not have doubt in this, because Allah ta'ala is qadir. Allah ta'ala is qadir. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. So this waqi'ah, this incident of Mi'rajun Nabi, al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, this is mentioned in the Quran. We heard one maqam, Surah Bani Israel, Para 15 at the beginning. And it's also mentioned in Surah Najm beautifully as well, where it's described as well. The proximity granted to the Prophet ﷺ by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And other things are also mentioned therein. So Surah Bani Israel speaks about the beginning of the journey, and Surah Najm mentions the tafsil of that journey, where the Prophet ﷺ reached the blessing of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. So there's so many verses in Surah Najm. So this is a belief found in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, found in Ahadith Mubarakah. Akabir Sahaba believed in this as well. The Prophet ﷺ traveled to Jannah. He saw what the observations of Jannah. He saw the punishments of hellfire, etc. He was blessed with namaz, salah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brought that down to the ummah. And initially it was 50. And then there's the whole incident of Sayyidina Musa ﷺ and how it was reduced to 5 in the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Najm, let's hear those beautiful verses, that when we hear them, when we read the translation, this strengthens our iman. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wan najmi idha hawa. By the oath of that beloved shining star Muhammad, when he descended from Mi'raj, i.e. the ascension. Ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa. Your companion, i.e. the beloved Prophet Muhammad, has not strayed, nor was he misled. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. And he does not say anything of his own desire. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. It is not revelation which is sent down upon him. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَىٰ. The one who is extremely mighty, the powerful, has taught him. ذُو مِرَّةٍ فَاسْتَوَىٰ. Then that manifestation intended. وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَىٰ. And he, i.e. the beloved Prophet Muhammad, was on the horizon of the uppermost heaven. ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّىٰ. Then that manifestation came closer. And then he became increasingly closer towards his beloved. فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدَنَىٰ. So the distance remaining between that manifestation and this beloved was only of 2 arms length, rather even less. فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى. Now he revealed to his bondsman whatever he revealed. Allahu Akbar. Look at the mahabba that comes through when reading these verses, when reading the translation. Allah revealed to his beloved whatever he revealed. This was a private conversation between muhibb and mahbub. مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى. The heart of the Prophet did not lie regarding what he saw. أَفَتُمَارُونَهُ عَلَى مَا يَرَى. So do you dispute with him regarding what he saw on the night of Mi'raj? وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى. And he did see that manifestation two times. عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى. Near the low tree of the furthest boundary. عِنْدَهَا جَنَّةُ الْمَأْوَى. Close to which is Jannatul Ma'wa. إِذْ يَغْشَى السِّدْرَةَ مَا يَغْشَى. When the low tree was being enveloped with whatever was covering it, i.e. a superior decoration of marvelous lights and angels. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى. The eyes of the beloved Prophet did not turn aside nor exceed the limit. لَقَدْ رَآ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. Indeed, he saw the greatest signs of his Lord. SubhanAllah. So these were those verses. You could almost say explicit in describing that blessed event that took place in the life of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam, namely Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. And this is the Mi'raj when he went sallallahu alayhi wasallam beyond the heavens. SubhanAllah. I remember seeing Allah Ta'ala in a wakeful state, the eyes of the head. This is a khasa. This is a distinction of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, we know in the Quran, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam's qawl was mentioned, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. O Allah, show me your dhat so that I may look at you. Allah Ta'ala did not say, this is not possible. Nobody can see me. Allah Ta'ala replied, lan tarani. But O Musa alayhi salam, you cannot see me in the dunya. So seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this physical life, not in the akhirah, in this life, worldly life. This is a khasa of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This was not granted to anyone besides Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, if someone says today that he has seen Allah azza wa jal, meaning with his physical eyes, he's a disbeliever. And living in this day and age where people claim to be men of spirituality and men of tasawwuf and men of ihsan, they say all sorts of things, kufriya things as well. There are many people like that. We're not saying that there aren't any righteous guides, not negating that. Alhamdulillah, Qibla Amiri Ahl Sunnah Dawam Barakatuhu Aliyah is a man of Allah who is guiding the Ummah. There's many, many awliya Allah still amongst us. But those few are causing a lot of destruction who claim to be awliya, and then they make certain claims which are against Islam, against our beliefs, that they've seen Allah. And some go as far as saying to their mureedeen, their disciples, that you don't need to pray, I'm praying on your behalf, etc. Ma'azallah. You don't have to perform hajj, you don't have to do this, you don't have to do that. So these are pseudo people, fake people, people who are harming the religion. May Allah Ta'ala keep us far away from them. Now just a few narrations before concluding, how the Sahaba believed that the Prophet ﷺ saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned in one narration that Abdullah bin Shaqiq said, قلت لأبي ذر. I said to Abu Dhar, لو رأيت رسول الله لسألته. If I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would have asked him. And he said, عن أي شيء كنت تسأله. What would you have asked him about? And he replied, كنت أسأله هل رأيت ربك. I would have asked him, did you see your Lord? قال أبو ذر. Sayyidina Abu Dhar رضي الله تعالى عن Sahabi of the Prophet عليه السلام said, قد سألته. I asked him, indeed I asked him. فقال, and he replied, رأيت نورا. I saw light. Meaning the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas رضي الله عنه says, the Prophet عليه السلام saw his Lord مرتين, twice. One with his blessed heart, with the eye of his heart, and one in the physical eyes as well. So like this, many Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they believed that the Prophet ﷺ saw Allah Jalla wa'ala physically on that blessed journey. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu an held this aqidah to such a level that when he was asked, he continued saying the words, ra'ahu, 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 until he was out of breath. He saw him. Meaning he was a man who had no doubt in this whatsoever. He was a great imam of this ummah, you know. He had no doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his vision. And Sayyidina Abbas, Sayyidina Ikrima, their narrations have been reported in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ra'aytu Rabbi Azza wa Jal. I saw my Lord Allah Azza wa Jal. So this was a mukhtasar, briefly, a discussion about the blessed journey of Isra al-Mi'raj. So many other things can be mentioned, could have been mentioned. It's a vast topic in and of itself. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us the correct understanding of this blessed night journey of Isra al-Mi'raj. And through learning about this journey, our love for Allah, our love for the Prophet alayhi salam increases. The mercy of Allah is manifest in the bounties that were shown in paradise. Then we hear about how the Prophet alayhi salam prayed for his ummah. Never forgot his ummah, even on this blessed journey as well. He was selfless. He thought about his ummah all the time. May Allah grant us true love for our Prophet alayhi salam and allow us to follow in his footsteps and allow us to preserve the gift that he was given, namely salah. May we become those who are punctual in salah. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Our Islamic beliefs, in our Islamic beliefs we find our way. Guided by faith we kneel and pray each day. Guided by